Welcome to Exam, KVIA's weekly look at education in Mid-Missouri. I'm Claire Banderas. Migrant workers are part of Missouri's agricultural workforce. For some, like the Ruiz family, Missouri eventually becomes home and a place to fulfill long-held goals. Goals like children finishing high school and heading on to college. But even after years of work, the Ruiz's lives are marked by the day-to-day struggle to make ends meet. Francisco Vara Horta of the Midwest Center for Investigative Reporting tells us more.
Waverly is about an hour away from Kansas City near the Missouri River, has less than 1,000 residents, and is surrounded by fruit orchards. Waverly is also where Gabriel and Sarah Ruiz found a new home. They pick fruit for a living, and that has allowed their children to plan a future in the United States.
Working in the fields is a tough job.
That's Sarah Ruiz.
My husband, even after gaining citizenship, kept doing that work in the fields.
The Ruizes are natives in Michoacán, Mexico, and moved with their children to Waverly, by way of California, in 1997 to work in the orchards. California was saturated with workers and had a higher cost of living. Plus, Gabriel had already worked in Missouri, and it reminded him of the rural beauty of Michoacán. In Waverly, he saw that their money could go further and allow the children to get college degrees. Maria and Julio, the two youngest, took that path, while the oldest, Gabriel Jr., worked his way into management at a nearby meatpacking factory and helped keep the family afloat.
The Ruiz family is extraordinary in the sense that they are one of the most successful families, but they still have a lot of challenges.
That's Gretchen Green, who knows the Ruiz family from decades of work with migrant families in the greater Kansas City area. She's mostly served as an education coordinator at the Migrant Farm Workers Assistance Fund. The Ruiz family is among Missouri's estimated 15,000 migrant workers. Those workers help power the state's $9 billion agricultural industry, and many are part of Missouri's growing Latino population. The Ruiz family lived in a trailer located on the orchard's property. The arrangement allowed the couple to save on rent costs and divert that money into their children's education. For example, to buy gas for Julio, since he commutes about 2 hours every day to community college in Sedalia. But the struggles continue. Last December, Gabriel Sr.'s job was eliminated. He had a few weeks to move his family out of the trailer they had called home for nearly two decades. A month later, Sarah suffered a heart attack. After 8 months of looking for work, both Gabriel Sr. and Sarah were able to find another apple-picking job, although it's only seasonal. Gabriel Sr. will be turning 60 this year, and he knows he's becoming a harder sell to employers, especially after an injury a few years ago on the job.
I have three strikes against me. First, the accident. Second, my age. Third, my language.
20-year-old Julio has been working with his brother to save money to be able to transfer to Mizzou or the University of Central Missouri next year to study business. He postponed going to a four-year university after his father's injury a few years ago. The family is still not quite sure how they will take on the greater cost of Julio transferring to a four-year school. Green says the Ruizes are at a critically vulnerable spot. Even though Gabriel and Sarah's bodies are breaking down after years of hard labor, they won't qualify for Social Security or Medicare for several years.
The parents don't want to be a burden to their children, and the children, you know, feel responsible that they need to be able to support their parents financially.
Julio says he's driven in part by what he's seen his parents endure.
It inspires you and like kind of thinking of the backstory, you know, where my mom and dad came from and all they've done.
For KVIA News, I'm Francisco Vara Horta.
For more on this story, visit investigatemidwest.org.